The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Ryan Pumford and Mary Wells. They're with Next Era Energy Corporation. They are the people who are trying to put in some more of the wind turbines in our Huron County, some in Tuscola County as well. Come to the area, and we're going to talk about what their plans are and why they chose Huron County for their next endeavor. Next, I say, because in a long line of energy projects you've got around the country and internationally, I guess you have some in Canada too. So Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Craig.
Glad to be here.
Can you give us a little background, Next Era Energy? How long have you been around? What basically do you do? Are you just basically energy, a renewable energy type of company, or do you do all kinds of things?
We do all kinds of things. Next Era Energy, Inc. is the parent company. It's a Fortune 200 company, publicly traded. And we've got about 15,000 employees with over 42,000 megawatts of generation. Now, that parent company has two main subsidiaries. One of them is Florida Power and Light, which is a regulated utility, just like you have DTE Energy or consumers here. The other side of that is my company, NextEra Energy Resources, which is the development side. We're the nation's leader in renewable energy, with over 10,000 megawatts of wind energy in our repertoire.
And you basically purchased what RES America was starting in our area, and you were going to continue it on through completion?
Yep, that's right. RES started developing this project for about 4 years ago, and we bought the project from them at the end of February and plan to take it through completion and then be the long-term owner and operator for at least the next 30 years.
Is that common that these things are sold even as they're being developed? Is this, you know, we hear of, you know, mergers and everything else in the business. Is this something common in renewable energy?
This is very common in the industry. Different companies have different resources and business models, and so some companies specialize in the early stage development, and then they look to take on a partner to continue the development and secure power purchase agreements and build. Other companies will go through the entire building process and then sell an already running project. And so in this case, we purchased the development rights from Res Americas, and we're going to take it through construction and then operate it for the long haul.
Now, obviously, this isn't a cheap undertaking. These things cost millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
Was it difficult we have a mandate in the state for so much energy, you know, by 2015 or so, and we have to get there, yet it wasn't really a good business conducive time to be mandating these kinds of things. Did this make this more attractive to the utilities that somebody else is taking some of this risk?
As you know, the RPS standard for Michigan, the Renewable Portfolio Standard, allows the utilities to own half of their assets and contract the other half to private companies like NextEra Energy Resources. Choosing the Pheasant Run site was pretty easy, as I'm sure your listeners know. This is a high wind resource area, the wind resource specifically for this site was very attractive, and I think it'll be a good project for not only us, but our contracted off-taker, which is DTE Energy.
Now, Mary, you work more with the people involved in this. Is it difficult stepping in because somebody has been making promises and talking to people, and you got to come in and basically pick up where they left off?
Ryan is our primary person who deals with the landowners who are involved in the project, and I work largely with media and local officials and community organizations. But yeah, there is a challenge because, as Ryan said, it can take 3 or 4 years to develop a good project, and during that time you're building all those relationships, which can become very close relationships. But in our case, we stepped in on, I think it was February 28th, and bought this project, and from that point on, we needed to start developing relationships with people who didn't know us. And so there's always a little bit of a challenge to just to get going with that. Relationships in our business are no different than any other relationships. They take time. You can't say, it's 2 o'clock, we're going to have a good relationship with your folks. It takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes investment.
Time and experience are usually the keys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of the most positive things about NextEra taking on this project is the experience. So our company has 100 wind projects operating right now, and we're the biggest developer of wind in America, twice as big as the next nearest developer. So why do you or your listeners care? Because that speaks very strongly to the strength of our team to develop and operate a good project efficiently. And should also give you the confidence that that we're the right people to be the partners in Huron County for the long term.
Is this your first project in Michigan?
Nope. Our first project in Michigan was Tuscola Bay Wind down in Tuscola County.
But the thumb has been your experience in wind so far in Michigan.
It is, absolutely.
Do you find it's different everywhere you go? The people are different, the demands are different. You know, what a Texas farmer might want would be a lot different than what someone in Huron County might want to see and think of when it comes to on their property.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the most interesting parts of the job is everywhere you go is a completely different nut to crack. There are some significant differences between Tuscola County and Huron County. So even within the thumb of Michigan, there are definitely some differences.
And you have to key the model you're doing to meet the needs of the people and your own so that it's profitable, efficient, and is a good addition to your business.
Absolutely. It's a lot of meetings, not just with our landowners, but with local officials to figure out the lay of the land. And I think so far we've been playing a little catch-up from when we took the project over, trying to build these relationships. But I think we're doing a good job, and we're talking to the right people and getting the community to understand more about the wind project.
Now, your plans for Huron County, mm-hmm. Pheasant Run, there's 2 phases to it, as I understand it.
Yes.
Got 1 and 2, and they're going to be built separately, one after the other?
Actually, the 2 phases are going to be built simultaneously as essentially one project.
Is that because as a larger company you can afford to do it all at once, whereas RES may have needed to get one up and going and then go to the next one, or I don't know how that works?
Well, it has to do with the market. So DTE Energy had a market for 150 megawatts, and so what that ended up being is 2 75 megawatt projects where the first project is expected to go commercially operational by the end of this year, and the second project is going to go operational the beginning of next year. It just made more sense to take advantage of the efficiencies of permitting and building all as one project.
Now, it makes it more difficult that you've got standards in different locales. I mean, you've got... Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with county zoning, you've got one. If you've got a township zoning, you've got another. And then when you get to, dare I say it, Brookfield Township, you've got an amalgam of the two, at least at this point. Mm-hmm. Does that make it more difficult in your planning process to, you know, I have to meet this standard here, this standard here, or do you just kind of adopt, like, the most strictest standards and just find it easier to do the whole project that way?
Sure. Well, we got to take... each action as it comes and figure out what the best thing to do. So in the case of Brookfield Township, what we've decided to do is create our site plan to accommodate the most strict zoning ordinance requirements. And so whether Brookfield Township retains zoning authority or whether Huron County keeps authority over Brookfield Township, our site plan is going to meet both ordinance both sets of requirements.
So all you have to do is keep planning and hope they resolve who's really in charge so you have people who can actually sign the papers.
Right. What we're looking for is a clear way forward. We just want to know who to submit our site plan to and who to get approval from and make sure it's legal.
Do you have a timetable for this? I mean, you've got to meet the 15. Is there, you know, I mean, is this kind of backing you up? Do you, you know, you had to have certain things done in certain periods? Are you getting close to being under the gun, or is it still manageable easily?
Well, I'd say we're getting close to being under the gun based on when we need to start construction to meet our commercially operation date of the end of this year. So we're intending to start construction in the middle of July.
Now, does this back you up where you, you know, I can't order turbines until I know I can put them in, you know, they're, mm-hmm. they're a couple of million bucks, or millions of bucks here I'm going to be spending, and I don't want them sitting in a yard somewhere trying to figure out where we're going to put them.
No, up to this point, everything that's happened has not affected our schedule. But like you said, Craig, we're getting to that point.
Can you give us a little bit of detail? What type of park you're going to be putting in? How many? Where? What townships you're in? And all that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a 150 megawatt project, like I mentioned. That's going to be 88 GE 1.7 megawatt turbine. Those turbines are GE's workhorse. It's the one that they've been constantly refining over the years more than any of their other offerings, which means for your listeners and for us, it's the most economical, highest performing, for lowest cost of any of the other turbines in its class. This project is going to be in six counties. I'm sorry, Huron County, but six townships. It's Sebowing, Fairhaven, Windsor, Brookfield, Grant, and Oliver townships.
Parts of some and all of others.
Exactly.
Be encompassing, because you imagine you try to square it off, or at least have a neat boundary.
We try. It's not always the case, but we try.
And these turbines, how tall are they? Are they similar to the ones we have now? Are they going to be taller? Are they going to be...
They're similar to the ones you have now. The hub height is 262 feet.
All of this is set by zoning. I would think you can only go so far.
Right.
And what's practical around here.
Exactly. So for the wind resource, this turbine combination is the most economical and best postured to capture as much wind energy as possible.
Is there more wind up there than we have at ground level? I mean, you know, you hear about the jet stream. We know way up there there's
right.
some really good currents if you could only tap into. But
right.
is there are they better up there than we think even down here? Because we get some good gusts down here.
Yeah, we sure do. And in general, yes, the higher altitude you go, the wind resource gets stronger and stronger. Zoning regulations don't allow us to build those mile-high towers, nor does anybody probably want to look at them. But we've determined the best height possible for what we know of the wind in this area.
Does it make it more difficult in our area that, you know, you've done things in Texas and some places, California in the desert, you know, you can put them all right in a row and three rows back, and and it looks nice and neat, and it looks like, you know... You know, hey, couldn't make it any more compact, but we have them spread around. They got it because of all the zoning, I would imagine, and just because I think they look a little better than all in a row in our area.
Yeah, definitely. The way Huron County is set up, it's not quite as permissible of a construction environment as it would be on a Texas ranch where you don't have a house within 30 miles. So we take into account all of the Huron County zoning regulations on top of our company practices to make sure that the turbines aren't too close to a house where they'd produce excessive noise or shadow flicker. We try not to bunch them all up on just one person's property so we can spread the wealth a little bit. Additionally, spreading them out allows the turbines to capture more wind. As you can imagine, if you put one wind turbine right in front of another, the second wind turbine is not going to quite capture as much wind as the first. And so we try to spread that out to maximize the performance of the site.
Kind of like NASCAR drafting, the guy behind the lead car is gaining a little of the energy off the guy in front and not really getting any more, can't go faster.
Absolutely, yeah. Drafting's bad in this business.
And these are, you know, we think of, you know, clean energy. I mean, the only pollution is what? In the manufacture?
It is the manufacturer and a little bit in the concrete generation for the foundations, but after and I suppose the trucking of the concrete and the turbine components in.
People look at carbon footprint. There's a quasi phrase out there that I question sometimes when they say it, because there's so much that goes into making just about anything these days.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, can't be totally, but right. it's an effort to try and produce energy with less fossil fuels and all these types of things. Is wind your basic alternative energy? Do you do other things? I mean, I know DTE has a couple of solar panels set at sites they've set up. You go to like Niagara Falls, that's a renewable source. That's the river power that is generating hydroelectric. I mean, all of these things aren't polluting like some of the others do.
Absolutely. And NextEra Energy Resources does all types of renewable energy, primarily wind and solar. Right now in Michigan, as I'm sure your listeners know, solar needs a lot of sun to be very efficient. So for here, for Huron County, wind energy is the lowest cost alternative, renewable energy source. And so that's what we're pursuing here.
Well, you only have solar maybe 13 hours a day in the summer and
exactly.
Less in the winter, because that sun doesn't end around there that much.
As born and raised in Saginaw, so I'm very familiar with the Michigan weather patterns.
Does the weather play on these things? Do you have seasons that are better? Is the summer is not as good as the fall and winters when we have more wind? Or was this picked because it's pretty generally good all year round?
No, the seasons definitely play a factor. Different months, like you mentioned, winters can be a little more windy than summers can. So, but we do take a look at the wind in an aggregate sort of annualized level and assess it that way.
That's why they do wind assessments in the area. You didn't have to do this. This was probably done by the time you bought the system this
yes,
far along.
Exactly.
But you do the wind assessments to make sure that in January you're not going to have this thing sit for 3 months not spinning, because there's no wind in this area at that time.
Exactly. What we like to do is put meteorological towers up before we start constructing anything, and we'd like to have those up for at least 2 years so we can get a very good representation of what the wind flow looks like across the site, and then we use that data to construct.
Do you have other environmental obligations in putting these up? I know they've talked about studies for you know, its impact on nature and such. We don't want them too close to the shore, basically because of the view we want to preserve, but there's also shorebirds that migrate and such. You have to look into all of these patterns to try and meet guidelines?
Absolutely. We do extensive environmental studies, the three Bs, birds, bats, and bugs. We do a lot of avian studies, specifically tracking bald eagle paths. I know it's important to the people of Michigan. And once we do these studies and submit them, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Department of Natural Resources recommends what we need to do post-construction to ensure that we're not having a significant impact on the wildlife and on the environment. And so for this particular project, we're committing to, even though Fish and Wildlife didn't specifically direct us to, it's our company practice, we'd like to do 1 year of bird and bat monitoring post-construction just to verify our study results.
Now people look at those things and go, what bird's going to get hit by that? Look at how slow it turns. They'd be surprised how fast those things are going at the tip.
Absolutely. It's a little bit of an optical illusion when you're standing back. They look fairly small and like they're not rotating very fast until you're standing right underneath them.
And those tips are moving, I've heard, as much as 100 miles an hour?
I believe it. I don't know exactly how fast those tips are moving, but yeah, they're spinning pretty fast at the end.
Because people don't take into account, if you made that spoke of a wheel and it had a wheel on there rolling down the road at that RPM, it'd be going at a pretty good clip.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's scale, and our eyes just see it as slow, but it's the scale of things, and we're not catching up with it.
Right. Yeah, they're moving.
Is Huron County the only project you've got in the thumb coming up, or I understand you're doing more in Tuscola as well?
Yes, there's another project in Tuscola County. It's about adjacent to the current Tuscola Bay wind project. That project is going to be 100 megawatts, also contracted with DTE Energy.
And that is scheduled for when? Is that going up as we speak, or is that something that's a year or so away?
No, Tuscola 2 is scheduled to start construction, I believe, also in July. So they're going to be being built around the same timeline.
Is construction, you know, we don't think of it as, you know, taking very long. We see them pop up, but when you, there's a lot of prep work that goes into that. That base has to cure. You just can't slap a big, tall turbine on top of a half-hardened concrete base.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a time frame involved in this. Are you already starting with the foundations, or is that the actual start of the project?
With Tuscola and with Pheasant Run, both are still pending their final approvals from the local zoning authority. So for Pheasant Run, it's Huron County, for all but Oliver Township, and Tuscola has I believe mostly township zoned areas. And so both projects are expecting to get approvals by, I believe, the end of next week. And then we can start construction on time.
Because you don't want to expend money until you know you can complete it.
Exactly.
Concrete isn't cheap these days, and you use an awful lot of it in a base, as I understand it. Truck after truck after truck seems to keep pulling in there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I don't know the numbers exactly, but it's somewhere around 350 yards of concrete in a turbine foundation. So a dozen trucks maybe of concrete.
Do you have to do it in sections? I mean, I know when they were doing the Hoover Dam, you know, they had problems. They had to put cooling lines in there because the concrete was getting heating up inside while they're still building it, and they didn't want it to crack from that. Is this something that not quite that grand that you don't seem to have that kind of problem, or do you have to do it in stages?
I'm not entirely sure if they do it in separate stages, but the foundation is spread out over a pretty big area, and so I don't imagine they'd run into the same issues as the Hoover Dam.
I mean, you just want to make sure it's solid.
Absolutely.
Well, sure, there's plenty of rebar in it and such.
Our construction team has been building turbines for decades, and so I know they have a tried and true method for building these foundations solidly.
Where do the turbines and the towers come from? Are they getting more and more manufactured in this country? I know when we first started them here, they all came from, like, Netherlands and stuff, where they already had this type of technology and they were using it. Are we catching up on that?
We are. We're sourcing more and more locally where we can. I know Michigan Manufacturing has picked up relating to turbines and bases. I can't speak specifically to where these particular turbines are coming from yet, but
you deal with the company, and the company decides, you know, where they build them, and they just ship them to you. It's not, you know, like you can demand that they're made.
Yes, exactly. GE decides where their components come from.
Okay. Any further plans in the thumb, or are you just basically tapped out with the thumb at this point? Are you looking at other areas in the thumb, or even in other parts of Michigan? It seems like when the government came out in Lansing, they said there were four areas of the state that were prime for wind, and we were one of them, and there are some other spots around there. There's some in mid-Michigan, I know, going up, and like Traverse City had one. I think there was one down near Muskegon or something like that, but they seemed to started here, and it seems like we've got a cluster of them here. Any other next era projects you looking into or exploring?
Well, we're always
that you
keeping
can talk about. I don't want to raise land values wherever you're going to be talking about it.
No, as it sits right now, we're always having our eyes open for opportunities that could come up. Right now, we don't have any further pipeline planned for Michigan, but that could easily change, especially depending on the political climate in regards to a renewable portfolio standard.
I know Governor Snyder has already talked about looking at increasing that percentage.
Mm-hmm.
There was a vote. It was turned down. A lot of people thought it was a something you really didn't need to put in the Constitution. It's something that the government could decide in Lansing and mm-hmm. such. But I have a feeling that they're going to be looking at doing more, and that's going to bring more projects into the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And wind energy is it's not just something that our company gets a benefit from. I mean, this particular project represents a nearly $300 million investment in Huron County. It's got numerous benefits from the property taxes that go directly to the county into the school districts, and also from a job perspective. The peak of construction, we're going to have about 250 people working on these turbines. Well, using our Tuscola Bay Wind project as an example, about 80% of those people are homegrown Michiganders working on these projects. So from an employment standpoint, we involve a lot of the local community. And then from a long-term standpoint, Pheasant Run is going to have an operations and maintenance building, and that building is going to house 10 permanent positions that are going to be here for the long haul.
You need people to maintain them. I guess they have to monitor the power coming out of them.
Yes.
I'm not all that familiar with it, but I would think you'd have to look at these things to make sure you're not throwing it in the wrong way and cross-phasing or whatever and burning out your own systems.
Pretty much all of the above. We have a site manager. We have wind technicians that actually climb up the turbines and do scheduled maintenance and sometimes unscheduled maintenance on them.
Does every tower have to have a light on it? I wouldn't wonder that. You see most of them have it, but if they're close enough to one another, can you get away with one where two are seated close enough? Because I know you have to have them on there to keep planes from, the birds don't care, but the planes have to be able to see them if they're flying low overnight or a helicopter. I imagine, do every single one have to have one? Or?
Nope, not at all. The FAA has minimum lighting guidelines, and we intend to light just those required by the minimum guidelines. Typically, it's about 30% of the turbines have to be lit. They want the turbines around the edge lit and then a couple in the interior.
Now, when you talk about selling the power to DTE or mm-hmm. Some of these go to consumers, and we don't even have consumers electric in here. We have gas, but we don't have the electric. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of a misnomer that they're actually getting the renewable energy? Does it just go into our grid and we're really using it? Some of this is going to go into the new loop,
right?
And that's power that can be shipped out. But does most of it right now kind of just what we're using? Because it's all going into local grid it's not being, nobody's planting poles and taking it all the way to Midland or all the way to wherever to get the power there.
Nope, not at all. The energy from this park goes into the grid, as you said, and then from there it gets distributed all over the place to include the thumb and anywhere that that there's a load. So no, we don't bottle it up and ship it somewhere else.
Well, I just you don't see anybody making direct lines and huge tower expenses to mm-hmm. send it to where they are located. I mean, it just goes into the grid, and I know they're sharing and everything else with utilities, and they go back and forth. But
mm-hmm.
so basically, it's kind of going in our local spigots where they can go in, and then gets transferred around. What we don't use gets further transferred, I guess.
Precisely.
So we're reaping the benefits of it right here. We're green. Greenest.
That's right.
When it comes through.
Huron County's quite green.
Not just this time of year.
Exactly.
Are there places people can go if they have questions, if they want to contact you? I mean, I know you've tried to reach out to all the people in your area that you're doing the project mm-hmm. in. Is there places they can get a start to who to talk to if they have questions, concerns, or whatever?
Yep, absolutely. We plan on posting our contact information in many public offices and areas, township buildings, the Huron County building, etc. And also, we count on the local media to get out some information. So anytime you have questions or if we need to get something out, then we can contact you and you can get out to your listeners, because obviously you reach out and touch a lot more people than we can. On top of that, if anybody has any requests for information on our company, they can always go to our website, which is nextera energyresources.com.
And era's ERA, like a new generation, new era.
You might say the next era.
I've seen people spell it AR, AIRA or something. You
know, okay,
era.
Yeah.
But it's...
Next ERA, yes.
Around here, the old folks would probably remember it like the potato chips, the new era potato chips,
right.
Your next era.
Exactly, like okay. The potato chips.
And you have that information on there about the projects you're doing now, about how your company works, and contact information, all the types of things people would want to know on there.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today. Anything further you want to let people know about your project, other than the fact that you hope to get it started a little later this summer? Don't be too miffed if you're behind a wide load, moving slow.
Yep, exactly.
We'll try to keep you and other media in the area informed when we're ready to start moving big loads, so that you can just let people know could be starting soon.
Well, we're used to wide loads on the road. We have combines, we have all kinds of cultivators and such that go down the road, and they're not moving quickly either, because they're a big investment and you don't want them in the ditch.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you've been working on the corners where you're going to be turning these things, so we have a pretty good idea right now where they're probably going to be going, because you need that wide turn in order to get something that big and that long through.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us today, and we'll cross our fingers that everything works out for you in the courts and everything else, and you can figure out what you're going to do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Thanks very much.
Our guests today on the program have been Ryan Pumford and Mary Wells. They're with Next Era Energy. I'm talking about the projects coming up, the Huron County Pheasant Run Wind Energy Projects 1 and 2, and also they have the Tuscola Bay Wind Energy project coming up near Munger, where they have their first site, the first ones they did in the Upper Thumb area, and they're going to be developing that as well in the near future. So more wind turbines popping up. They're like a new crop for us here in the Thumb. They just seem to be popping up left and right. Coming up the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Keep it here at WLEW.